Hi, I'm Betsy Foldis-Myman.
And I'm Andrea Longoria-Lopez. And we are the co-founders of Connectapod.
Usually we have the kids introduce all of the episodes, but we've already finished our residency at Vaughn Next Century Learning Center, so you have to make do with us. We realized that we had a few additional voices that we wanted to share with you. The next piece
features Kira Moreno and Jessica Esparza talking about cheer. Our second piece
has Agata de Santiago answering the prompt question, how do you see yourself and how do others see you? We really liked how Agata answered the question, so we're including it here.
We also have a public service announcement for Pacoima Beautiful, brought to you by Annalise Fernandez, Anthony Hernandez, and Kimberly Duenas.
We're also going to show you a little snippet of how we do things that turned out to be a really nice little piece. To warm them up and get them going and start the brainstorming process, we often do like a little interview to get them used to being on mic, to talking to each other. And we got this great little snippet about friendship from the Ashleys, Ashley Lozano and Ashley Gonzalez, two best friends that were inseparable during the whole process.
Hello, my name is Jessica Esparza.
I'm Kira Moreno.
Kira, why do you love cheer?
I don't know, the relationship that everyone has with each other and the way we bond, the way we support each other, like in any decision, it's awesome.
What feels different about football than cheer?
Football looks dangerous, just like cheer, but like still.
Even though cheer is more dangerous than football. Like, I don't get it. Football players carry, have to catch 2-pound balls, and sometimes they don't even catch it. We had to carry around 100-pound girls, and we always catch them, and guess what? We're still not considered a sport.
Exactly.
All those cool little tricks that you see us doing are actually very difficult.
Why is it important to have cheer in the campus?
It's important to have cheer in the campus because some people think that cheerleaders are dumb people, but really we try to break that social perspective, and we try to be like the best person we can be. We try to get our grades up as much as possible. We help resolve situations of bullying and fights, and we work really hard to do all these things.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Way to go, Jaguars. Way to go. Last time. Way to go, Jaguars. Way to go.
I don't know how people view me. I asked my family and some of the people I talk to. My older brother, 14 years old, says he views me as a carbon-based life form, 3D mesh, with an established set of moral and social norms within its human behavior. In other words, an average human being. I asked my younger brother, 10 years old, and he just started insulting me, calling me tall, fat, obese, and many other things. I asked my youngest brother, 5 years old, and he just responded as you. Lastly, I asked some of the people I talked to, and one of them said, I view you as a strong, independent young lady who is very intelligent and works well with others. Another boy I talked to said, a person that we are concerned about mentally. One said, chill at times, nice, racist, JK, 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 cool, a wee bit crazy. I don't view myself in a negative nor a positive way, just another human being that has things that I should improve on and some things I'm a bit good at. I'm neutral. I don't see my worth, but my grandma showed me what I'm worthy of. One time we were in an airplane and I was sitting in the window seat. My brother was in the middle and she was in the end. I stood up, got my things, gave my brother his things, and gave my grandma her things. I didn't want her to carry her things, so I put them on myself and said, let's go. My grandma told my brother, look at your dear sister. She's already done so many things for you, and you're just still sitting down normally. So that's the story of how I saw my worth.
Who said that?
Alfredo. Right? He said all this. Chill out, time's nice, racist, JK, JK. Cool, a wee bit cuckoo. But he didn't want to say cuckoo.
Can you do a Wilfredo voice?
Just deep.
So are you and Wilfredo good friends, or just have you just met here?
Yeah, we're good friends.
Yeah, have you known him a long time? Have you known him a long time?
Since sixth grade, but like we didn't really talk in sixth grade because I was like mean to him, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then in seventh grade, we kind of like cooled down and we became friends.
You were mean to him? I can't imagine you being mean to anybody.
I was mean to so many people in sixth grade.
You were? Why?
Yeah, I don't know. I just liked my friends, not like boys.
If you volunteer for Bacoima Beautiful, you are doing something good for your community. Bacoima Beautiful is a grassroots environmental justice organization that provides education, impacts local policy, and supports local arts and culture in order to promote a healthy and sustainable San Fernando Valley.
Bacoima Beautiful was founded in 1996 by five relentless mothers. They knew that the only way to change things was by working with their community. Since then, they have organized street cleanups and tree planting events. Today, they are the only environmental justice organization in the Northeast San Fernando Valley.
UTEP, the group of students from 12 to 17 years old, meet up once a week at Bacoima Beautiful to learn about the environment and how to bring about change in the community. They also have school clubs and tutoring that help students out from 6th to 12th grade, and they also have field trips and internships.
Find out more at BacoimaBeautiful.org and on Instagram at BacoimaBeautiful.
I'm here talking with
Ashley Gonzalez,
Ashley Lozano,
better known as the Ashleys. So, all right, so how long have you guys known each other?
For 2 years.
2 years, that's all?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you guys were like lifelong friends. What do you mean that's all? Because you're almost like sisters. I thought you were like lifelong friends.
Oh, no. Well, we act like sisters.
Do you like spend all your time together?
Like, yeah, mostly. Sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, how much time would you say you spend together?
The whole entire school.
Yeah. When we're on vacation, we just, like, go on FaceTime or call.
Yeah, and then we text or FaceTime.
Yeah. So, that's what she said.
I thought Larry was a fake person. I thought Larry was fake because you guys, everybody was talking about Larry. So Larry's big news.
Larry.
Yeah, that's,
Larry that is big news.
Larry is really big news.
So tell me the big news about Larry.
Oh no. I would, but just not on that.
We couldn't just say that he was playing around with you.
Yeah.
Like he was playing around with her.
Uh huh.
While he was dating me.
But that didn't break you guys up.
No.
Okay.
So it didn't break us up either with him. It will.
Okay, wait, so cover your ears. Okay, tell me something about Ashley.
She is kind, smart, and beautiful. She is caring. She's a loving person.
Aww. That's okay, now you cover your ears.
Yeah, bitch.
Cover your ears.
Okay.
Okay, tell me about Ashley.
Like what? What do you want to know?
Just tell me why are you friends with her?
Well, she is funny. She's funny. She's really pretty. And, well, she makes me feel uncomfortable when I'm with her. It's like, hey!
Because she's cheating.
Stop!
She makes you feel uncomfortable?
Comfortable.
Oh, comfortable.
Yeah,
okay.
I said comfortable. She makes me feel uncomfortable. And it's like, I like being with her. She's like a sister. She is like a sister to me.
So then okay, uncover your ears. And so you like each other right away?
Yeah.
Not really.
I did, because she was kind.
But she also can be mean and get on my nerves and hit me. And yeah, that's why I did.
I was
like
running and she yeeted me to the, she pulled my hair and I almost fell.
Why did you pull her hair?
Because I couldn't reach her. I was trying to get her shirt. Oh, okay. I always get abused by her.
Okay, so one of the other things I've heard about Ashley G is
But it's funny.
That she's funny, but that she's really tough. Is she tough?
Yes.
Okay, how is she tough?
Well, like, if you get her mad, or if she wants to, it's like she just starts talking bad about you, and, like, she wants to beat you up.
Okay, wait, like, we have to get the third person in this interview. Who is it?
Layla Ortega.
Okay. Also beep out the bad words, okay? Like, when we're cussing. Because.
I think you need to walk around with a beeper, Ashley.
A beep! That
was it. That was okay, wait. Okay, I have to ask for an outsider view here, Layla. So, what do you think of the Ashleys, and what do you think people think of the Ashleys? Are, like, they a group? Are they, like, a pair on the... Are they always known to be together?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like they're just, like, their own group. They don't really care what people think. They just, like, mind their own business.
Yeah. And what do people think of the Ashleys?
Some people have, like, negative opinions about them.
You sound so, like, professional, bro.
Yeah, we're... Adrian sounds. Yeah, it's, like, too... And some people have negative opinions about them, but a lot of people have, like, positive opinions about them, like, that they're funny, that they're nice, and, like, yeah.
What do you think?
I think that they're, like, really nice people, and, like, when they're together, it's, like, they help brighten people's day.
Oh, they help brighten people's day. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
They're kind of crazy together.
It's not our day, though. Well, especially not her.
Are you guys going to the same high school?
Miss, you had to bring this up.
I'm actually...
Oh, is that hard? Where are you going?
I'm actually moving today.
Yes. What? Oh, wait. So tell me the story. So where are you moving?
I'm moving to Isla Vista.
Are you worried about going to high school? And not having Ashley with you?
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have to meet new people in my new school, and it's not going to be as easy. No, you're making her cry.
Oh, honey.
I just stopped crying.
Oh, it's hard, right? When you have a really good friend.
That's it for our series at Vaughn Next Century Learning Center.
We hope you enjoyed these kids as much as we did, and we want to thank all of the kids who participated, and Mr. Harmon for his support in the classroom.
Director Sandra Contreras for inviting us onto campus at Vaughn.
The front office staff, who was always so patient and wonderful and polite and funny and well-dressed every time we came here.
A special thanks to Aaron Camacho, security guard at Vaughn, for his mentorship.
We'd like to thank our wonderful collaborators who really brought so much to our project.
Our amazing guest teacher, Daniel P. Castillo, for bringing us critical media literacy framework.
Liba Ponce for sharing his creativity and his beautiful murals with us.
Assembly member Luz Rivas for telling us about leadership and growing up in Pacoima.
Yesenia Cruz from Pacoima Beautiful, who shared her youth programming with us.
And Lorenzo and Eric Chapman of the Great One Eaters for allowing us to come to their Unite Cultural Center on a field trip and visiting our classroom. They really helped us to process and examine some of the most difficult material.
And then my friend Elle Newlands, a fantastic voice actor who shared not only her talents with us, but also connecting her childhood in Glasgow, Scotland, with the kids in Pacoima.
And don't forget Joe Foldis, who visited our classroom all the way from...
Brooklyn!
And has also edited all of our shows.
Yay, Joe. Okay.
That's everybody, right?
Yeah, I think that's everybody.
Our fabulous interns, Stephen, Asenath, Priscilla, and Sandy.
You've heard the voices of everyone in this class except for those that could not or would not sign the media release. But we would like to acknowledge those kids because they always moved the conversation forward. So even if you didn't hear them, you should know that they are in there. And of course, we'd like to thank the California Arts Council for making this project possible.
Find out more about this state agency at arts.ca.gov.
Thank you for listening, and please follow us on Instagram. You can find all of our stuff through the link tree there in our bio, and we look forward to hearing from you. Bye.